I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It is you. Yay.
Vicky, I'm so excited. This week we have an incredible comedian, one of my favorites, absolute legend. It is Steph Tisdale.
Hey. G'day. I feel like I should have had a round of applause going.
We've never done sound effects.
I know, but it just felt like it.
How cool are sound effects?
Yeah, we really should have been putting sound effects.
Oh, you should have done it all this time.
That would have been cool.
Hey, no. If we want a commercial breakfast radio show, we're going to have to learn how to do those bad sound effects.
Or we could just, after this podcast recording, we could just have you stay and record some, Steph.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty
that
good.
That was great, yeah.
Thank you so much. Quick question. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't how the podcast goes.
That's fine.
Yeah, you actually ask all the questions. That is how the podcast goes.
Is it?
No.
How did you fellas meet each other?
Through a mutual comedy friend.
Who?
We can't name names.
Okay, sorry, I don't even know why I wanted to know. I'm not from Melbourne, I don't know.
You moved from... Oh, no, we met before that, actually.
Yeah, I'm from Sydney, originally.
Yeah.
Really? And so, yeah.
You did a show down here.
Yes.
And we met...
One of the comedy festivals, probably 4 years ago.
Yeah?
Or five years ago, actually.
Maybe? Are you guys besties?
Yeah.
Vic was way more excited. I was like, yeah,
I guess so.
Vic's like, yay!
That was literally the exact opposite of our normal personality.
It's true. Just going to mix it up for you.
I just can't decide whether you just do a podcast together. I was just curious friends.
Yeah, we're actually friends.
Yeah,
awesome. You can't fake this dynamic.
No,
yet.
I know. It's really nice. I just wanted to get that right before we have the conversation so I can...
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. You can work out our dynamic.
Well, yes. I know that when we first met, I wasn't your biggest fan.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those things where we've grown to love each other.
Yeah, we have.
That's really
It literally went from we've had polar opposite relationships in our relationship.
Yeah.
So when we first started, we were definitely not ever going to be friends.
Yeah.
And now it's we're definitely not.
Never
going to be friends.
Oh my God, that's so cute. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, if we're going to get really deep into it, I think it's because we've both really grown and learnt as human beings.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily in our working relationship, but in our personal relationship.
Definitely.
I think we've, we've really come to...
Sorry, I was trying to get comfortable, but I just made myself
just wanted to make sure if you were okay or not.
You can try a different chair if you want.
No, it's fine. It's the body.
I feel that, yeah.
So, Steph, usually with Comedy Gems, we bring a story from our weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, do you want to be sandwiched? Do you want your story to be in the middle? Or?
You know what? I want you give me direction.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think, Vic, you should start us off.
What have I done this week? I've been real sick this week, so it's hard for me to...
Oh.
I'm fine. Maybe
she's
this is
just
what
spewed in a bin.
Maybe this is what caused the sick. No, I was sick before that. I went to an ice cream festival. That's what
that
I was going to say.
Amazing.
While being sick,
I need to know everything about. that entails.
It was just at a lot one of those outdoor food truck places.
Ooh.
That has a bar as well in Melbourne.
You can name it. We're not on radio.
It was at the Ascot Lot.
Hello.
In Ascot Vale.
I just love to be able to do brand names. Hey, podcast.
We're getting so used to being on radio and not being able to say anything.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, a friend of mine had sent this to me, about a month ago on Facebook and was like, oh my God, look at this. We have to go. And then the night before, we were at birthday drinks and I went home sick. She drove me home because I was sick. And I was like... I don't know how I'm going to go for ice cream, but ice cream's my favorite thing on this on this earth.
And as it should be.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Ice cream and cake, they flip between the two, but ice cream usually wins out. Mm. And so I made myself okay for the ice cream festival. Ice cream,
well, you have to.
And then it was the most torrential downpour day.
Oh. And it's outdoors.
And it was mostly outdoors.
Right.
There's like a big shed at the back that has like a big bar in it and stuff and like seats. So, of course, everyone is like packed into that section.
Mm. Was it humid in there?
Oh, boy, was it.
At least you're getting some cold, refreshing ice cream.
Well,
because
just... we went at like...
Some milky sweat. Hello.
Oh, yeah. So we went at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was like peak rain time, peak heat time, all of the above. It was real fun. And we got there and we realized that none of us... I went with my sister and a friend and we realized that none of us had eaten that day. So it was like past lunchtime and we're like, has anyone eaten? No? Oh,
cool. Okay. Ice cream it is.
But they had a couple of like savory food stalls, so we got one like thing to share and then we just went on ice cream.
How does it work? Do you like pay to enter and then you can eat as much ice
cream? No, there was just
like
a bunch of ice cream. Like,
so they have to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Did they have those ones that had like the little tiny circles?
Yes.
Yeah, so my sister tried it. Was it good?
Well, my sister got those, but I've had Dippin' Dots before in the States, but these ones were called something different. I can't remember what.
Probably
but
were, like Dop and Dips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're the same thing.
Just so flip it in reverse, it'll be fine. Yeah. No copyright infringements
like,
here.
Little balls of like ice cream, rather. Right. They just like have like...
I don't think I'd like that.
They're weird. Like it's a weird texture, but once it's in your mouth and melted, it's just the same. Like it's just
ice
cream.
Yeah, so what's
cream.
The point?
I don't know. The novelty of dots in your eyes.
I'm not getting mad at you. Okay, right. I'm not like, what's the point of you being here? I'm saying like...
I mean, it felt like that.
Yeah, Emily. They're just small ice cream.
Yeah, I know, but
tiny ice cream. Come on.
I fully understand it. The worst part of an ice cream for me that's like, let's say like a paddle pop, like like a, you know...
Is the outside?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's when like it's not like ice cream
like
yet.
Icy stuff.
And that is what I imagine those balls would just feel like the
whole
time.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, okay, more up your alley maybe. We got three different cocktails. One was a...
You know me very well, Vicky.
Yeah. One was a Splice cocktail that had
delicious.
The Splice ice pop.
And then Midori, probably.
Yeah. There was a...
I love Splice.
Paddle pop cocktail as well, which was literally, because I looked it up on their Facebook page about how they made it.
Was it melted paddle pops?
Literally, they got three paddle pops and a shot of vodka.
Put it in a blender.
And put it in a blender.
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear something crazy, by the way?
Yeah.
Do you know the rainbow paddle pops are just caramel?
Caramel! They're just caramel!
This is a revelation. Mm. And when I found out, I was like, that is absolutely... I can't even believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But blew my mind.
Yeah, same. Absolutely. I won an iPod off a rainbow paddle pop once when I was like 12 years old.
Get it. So
you like got, the original
Was it with the ones where you match three of them and it makes the shape of an iPod?
No. So I don't know why, but you know how small the prizes are just one stick?
Yeah.
So the iPod
was
just one stick.
An iPod was a small prize.
Yeah, it was just one stick. And so the one ice cream that I ate, I was with my auntie I was like, oh my gosh, I just won an iPod. And everyone was like, give me that. And I was like, no,
it's mine.
Oh I got God. The iPod.
Did you keep it forever?
I mean, I don't have it anymore, but I did keep it for a long time. It was like possession.
As long as an iPod lasts for, really.
It was one of the brick ones that was like really fat and really heavy.
Yeah.
I only ever had one iPod. After they were popular and I really wanted one for a long time. And I got a yellow one and I called it Banana. That was its name.
Aww, that's cute.
That's cute.
But then I got mugged and it got stolen.
Fuck that. Yeah. I'm sorry, Banana.
I know, but it was like I had a really strong bond with Banana.
I get it.
Because up until, like, I'm talking like into, which would have been like 2009.
Yeah.
I was still using MP3s.
I was
so behind the eight ball because I don't really care.
Yeah.
And then brand new. I got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I unpacked and I went, oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love it.
And I've never been back to Apple since.
Really?
Well, they didn't cause it to be mugged, or me to be mugged or anything.
But it's just like,
I've never liked Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but also I just remembered like how long it took me to set up that bloody... Like, you know, going, oh, yeah, and I also like this music. Like, setting up your first music library, like, from scratch is one of the hardest things that you'll ever do in your life.
I agree.
Yeah, I would have started doing mine in high school in, like, early 2000s. And when I started like putting CDs onto my computer and stuff, because I definitely had a not a Zune, what are they called? An iPod player before, and like an MP3 player before iPod. Oh, it was a Creative Nomad. That's what it was called. It was called a Creative Nomad.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And that was my first ever MP3 player, and it fit like a CD's worth of songs on it. That really? Was it, like one CD.
How old are you?
35.
Get fucked.
Yes, we said fucked. Woo!
How old are you?
27.
We're the same age. What year were you born in?
1992.
Me too. When's your birthday?
October. Not me too. Too. When's your birthday?
Christmas Eve. Actually.
So you're actually younger than me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm old.
But I have old people wrinkles because I smoke a lot.
No, you don't.
You do not.
You absolutely do not.
No, I smoke so much.
No, no. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you smoke.
That was a joke. you want to see how much? Look at my lanyard. Ooh. I get around with this every day.
Oh, it's a lighter, lanyard.
It's a lanyard, but then I also have attached to it, I usually have my car keys on there.
Yeah.
I lose stuff that often. I have to have it around my neck. And then I bought this thing. It's called a lighter leash.
Yeah, I used to have one of them at my old job for, like, my swipey pass.
But what? So why do you need that?
So that the she leash. Can still use it.
So that nobody steals my lighter.
You can still use it at a distance, but not get it off your lanyard.
Yeah, right. So that nobody can actually steal it. But it's funny because when people go, oh, can I borrow your lighter? Because I'm forever giving out cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'm forever giving out money, cigarettes. What
You're
do you
a
want?
Generous
I'm
just person.
On the street. I fed some guy some donuts today, and he went and helped himself to the fancy ones too. I was in the 7-Eleven, and he's like, I want a donut. And I was like, okay, like, fine.
Yeah.
And then he filled up the box with all the fancy donuts.
A whole box?
Like, yes.
Of six donuts?
No, four donuts.
Four donuts.
Still.
And I thought...
But with fancy donuts, that's all like...
I know. And I was like, you sneaky mother plover. Mm-hmm. And
you can say it properly now.
Yeah, you sneaky motherfucker. But it's funny because when people go, oh, can I borrow that lighter? They lean over, they see that it's attached.
Yeah.
And they don't trust pulling it too far.
Yeah, because I think that it'll snap back and.
But then, so they get really close to my face, like it's way too much.
Yeah, that's
personal. Like my, it always happens. Like the only regret I have. Anyway, don't know why we're talking about that.
Well, it's a fun fact.
I got my ice cream when I was there at the ice cream festival.
Sorry, thank you so much for getting back.
Wow, that just came full circle back, and not even with a segue. Just like, hey, remember we were speaking about this?
I just didn't get to tell you about my ice cream. Like, because my sister got the Dippin' Dot things, and then my friend got like a Pavlova ice cream.
Oh my god, this was because of iPod. That's how we got.
Yes.
To
yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Continue.
And then I got a. It was called a strawberry and lime. So, like, it wasn't a sorbet, but it was like that sort of thing. But it had alcohol in it. So I went fully with the cocktail and the alcoholic ice cream, and it came in like a because I went up to the stall and everyone else was getting served in like little plastic martini glass sort of things, and that was what the dealio with their shut. Don't laugh at dealio. How dare you? So I was expecting that, right? And then I said, oh, can I get the strawberry and lime one? And then he pulled out a plastic, like, mason jar looking thing.
Plastic mason jar?
Yeah, well, like, that sort of shape.
Right.
More squarish, I guess, but like a jar sort of thing, but plastic. Mm. And put, like, a bunch of scoops of ice cream in there, which was pink. And then he put pink fairy floss on the top of it. So, like, it was, like, sticking out, like, a whole bunch of pink fairy floss. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, didn't. Really want that, but I get aesthetic. You're going for Instagram posts and stuff like that, sure. And then he stuck a little drink umbrella in it.
Mm.
And then he went to go get one other thing, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
And he went and grabbed a sparkler, and he was going to shove the sparkler in there and then light the sparkler and give it to me. And I was, and then because it was so wet and raining, though, he couldn't get the sparkler lit. And I was like, you know what, mate? I don't need the sparkler. It's fine. And he went, oh, are you sure? You sure you don't want the sparkler?
It's really part of the experience.
And I was like, I am 100% sure. Please don't give me the goddamn sparkler. I don't want it. And then I went back and told my sister, who, not last New Year's Eve, but the New Year's Eve before this one, got horribly, horribly burnt by sparklers. And, like, what? We ended up in the hospital that night and everything, and her hand was, like, severely burnt.
It was bad. It was
from a sparkler.
From sparklers.
Like, she was holding a bundle of sparklers, and she was about to hand them out. And
she had lit
one in the other hand, and it sparked over, and then it lit all of the other ones on thing. And even though she dropped them, she didn't drop them fast enough, and her whole hand got like severely burnt. Like I'll show you photos. Oh, like
it's okay now.
Yeah,
but it was really bad at the time.
Oh my lord! And I told her that, and she was like, "Thank you. That would have been
really
ridiculously traumatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god! But I was just like. The fact that he was even trying to light the sparkler, like, he was in, like, a tent thing that didn't have, like, no, not a tent, like, a marquee, so it wasn't covered in the side. So he's still getting rained on and shit and just trying to light this sparkler.
He's got a job, Vicky. His boss said, yo, you need to put all the elements on these cocktails or you will be fired.
Yeah.
So he was like, I need this fucking sparkler ASAP.
And so I got him fired? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
that
he's fired now, actually. If you're listening, kind sir, that got fired because of that sparkler, we apologize.
I'm so sorry. Profusely. I didn't realize.
We're very
retail's
sorry.
Hard. Retail's really hard.
Vicky, how do you feel now?
I feel pretty bad.
Retail is hard, by the way.
Oh, it's so hard.
It sucks.
Everyone should have to work retail in hospo.
Yeah, and then like the way that we talk about people who are working retail, well, not me, but like we as in
the way that
society
people,
in general.
As in me specifically, I hate them and they can all fuck themselves.
The proverbial we.
Yes.
And they're like, ugh.
I worked in retail for 7 years, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I just got out of it. I worked at a really expensive shoe store. And I mean, not that everyone knows this already. It's very common knowledge, but it was horrible. Like, just because it was also really expensive. So it was not only retail where people think they can treat you like shit, but it was also the element of like a retail situation where people think they're better than you because they're spending a lot of money on stuff that they, you know/think you can't afford.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Vicky, beautiful. I love that you got the ice cream that you truly, truly deserved.
I thought I took photos of it, but I
mean, it's weird
didn't.
That you didn't because it sounds very photogenic.
I can't believe it does. Like, I just went down to the location and then Ascot Vale, there's no photos. I didn't take no photos.
Look, I know what's happened.
Uh-huh.
The boss of that guy has seen the photo without the sparkler. He's like, not only are you fired, but I need to get this evidence off Vicky's phone.
Yeah.
No one can see this drink/food without the sparkler.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Must be. Steph, what's been happening in your world? Tell us a little bit about...
So, do you know what I've been doing recently?
Tell us.
Trying to not be nocturnal.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
So, during Perth Fringe, I became completely nocturnal.
Yep. And a festival will do that too.
Yeah, it does though, because you can't switch off.
Yep.
Like, at all after a show.
Do the show, the adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah. What time was your show?
It wasn't even on that late.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like 7?
Yeah.
But so you're like, done by like 8.
Yeah, but like 15. If there was gigs on, you know, gigs on afterwards or just that whole process of like, so what I'd do is I'd go and sit out the front of my venue for a bit. And then I'd come home 10 seconds later. Oh, sorry, that was in the... Did we talk about that?
I think that might have just been in our real lives. We talked about that.
Yeah. I lived around the corner. It's not important. and I'd come back. But then I got really interested in watching people on the street.
Yeah. People watching's fun.
Yeah. There was so much weird shit happened.
I can imagine.
Like, do you know what the favourite thing that I saw was? And also, please forgive me because I've just hit a wall. That's why I'm thinking about this nocturnal stuff because I'm like, I don't even know if I'm alive right now.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
I think I got like 2 hours sleep last night.
We really should have scheduled this podcast to be at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Then we would have been fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm really annoyed about it too because I actually really like being an early morning person.
Mm.
And I still kind of am, even if I don't sleep the night. It's so
annoying.
Right,
you can still get up and do what you need to do.
Yeah, although I haven't been recently because my boyfriend sleeps until like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Really?
That's me.
Does he work like late at night or?
He's not working at the moment.
Right. So he can do whatever he wants, really.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's domesticated. He's my little stay-at-home man.
That's
love
great.
That.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
No, I just have no ability to... Like, if I don't have somebody telling me to wash my clothes, I'll be like, why don't I have any clothes? I'll just buy more. And the people are like, Steph, why aren't you just washing your clothes? And I was like,
oh.
And I go, that's going to take me 4 hours. They're like, no, it won't. And this is a time thing.
Yep.
Yep. This is so much time. I need 2 days to wash my clothes.
Yeah.
And I don't have 2 days. They're like, how do you need 2 days? Do it in one night. It's a whole thing. but anyway, funniest thing I saw on the street, just because it was, yeah, I saw these two really drunk guys walking by, like stumbling across the road. And one of them was about 10 meters in front of the other one. The guy starts to take a, like, have a piss. And it's like he forgot that his friend was nearby. Because halfway through, like, after he has a pee, seems to end there. It was weird. He, like, had this, like, contemplation moment.
Oh, God.
And he started wanking on the street.
Oh! No!
Like, there was nobody around. No! It was 3 o'clock in the morning. And
but
then
you were there?
Yeah. Well, I was on a balcony, like.
But still.
Oh, watching him like a creep, you know. And then, but then, do you know what was funny?
Do this.
Do you know what's funny? Is his friend goes, oi, mate, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, oh, yeah, sorry, dude. It's like he what? Just forgot
oh,
that he was out in public.
Genuinely just forgot that
and
he
then,
was.
But do you know what was even oh. worse? So then they stumbled through the car park.
Yeah.
Got into a car, drove off. I called the police.
Yeah. Mm. Fair enough.
Very drunk. So.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's wild.
But I thought it was really funny. You know, like, it's just
I
such
mean,
a...
I mean, it's horrifying. Here are my thoughts. Also, here are my thoughts. It's funny because you're on a balcony away from the situation.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
But if you were anywhere near that on the street, yeah. that's terrifying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What the actual
fuck? I was
fuck?
Still kind of scared from the balcony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. But it was good. Nobody could see me up there. Mm. I saw so much weird shit going down. I'd be like, I mean, this is a podcast. If you could see me, you'd see just how creepy I was looking.
I live on a major-ish road in Melbourne.
All right, show off.
And
I mean, am I right? That's so Vicky. She's always showing off.
I'm so sorry. Sorry.
No, that's fair. I deserved that.
I love saying stuff like that. Somebody puts you down and then somebody goes to stick up for you and you're like, no, they were right.
No, they were right. They were right. But we live on the 5th floor. So we have a bit of a balcony and it looks over that main road.
Yeah.
And so, and just the foot traffic on that because it's, oh, God, do I see some shit.
Oh, and but it's, you love it, hey? Because
it's also like there's a few like clubs and stuff like that mm-hmm. on that street. So like I'll get to watch like on Friday and Saturday night. At 2 o'clock in the morning, people
alleyway
are,
blowies.
Oh boy, do I get to see some stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love an alleyway blowie.
Vicky's very excited. Yeah, very excited by the alleyway blowie.
Well, normally it starts when like because the only thing that I can hear from the street really is if the trams start to like when they do the honking of the horn thing. Like I can't hear them normally, but that horn's so loud that it does like go through the double glazed window sort of thing.
Mm.
So
did you hear that brag as well? Double glazed windows.
To. It's
hello.
The law, Emily. They have to have them.
Oh, I follow the law. All right, Vicky. Good for you.
I didn't build it. Fuck. Yeah,
just had your
like honestly. As soon as those trams start, I'm like, I'm out on that balcony straight away, being like, all right, what's happening tonight? What are we doing?
Love that. That's so fun.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So how have you actually gone with being not nocturnal anymore, Steph?
I'm really struggling with
it. So it's still a problem.
Yeah, so I got back at midnight on Sunday from Perth. And then for some reason, no, actually, I do know the reason. So my cat had been taking had full use of my bed for the last week I wasn't there.
Yep.
And I'm not allergic to cats. But, oh, my God, it was so hot and humid.
Yeah.
I must have been covered in that much fur. Neither me or my boyfriend could fall asleep. We were just itching.
No.
All night.
As someone who is allergic to cats, oh, God, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine anything else.
It was so itchy. Mm. And then, but because, like, we'd already, because he'd had to come out and get me, like, in a night had almost started that late.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, like.
Yep.
Because I hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, then you're excited.
And then you're like, talking and then you're like, oh, it's 2 o'clock. And then you're like, man, I'm itchy. And then it's like, oh, I'm itchy too. And then an hour later, you're like, oh my God, the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
And we stayed up till like, and he was like, I can't sleep in this bed. So we drove, he lives an hour away from me. So we like drove all the way over to his place. Ugh. I think we got to sleep at 10 a.m.
Yeah, right.
And then, woke up at 5 and then went back to sleep at like 3 because I had been sleeping all day.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of that pattern for sure. Well,
it's really hard.
I wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you.
I really do.
I don't know how to fix that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I actually can't give
You'll
you
be
any.
Happy to know. Last night I went to sleep at 3:30 and today I woke up at 8:30. So that
maybe
was
tonight will be
better.
The night that like you get because you have to get up early.
Yeah, I did. I did exaggerate and said I went like 2 hours sleep. I had 5.
That's, I mean, still not that much of an exaggeration though. So your stories have, I mean, Vicky, ice cream story was quite happy.
Yeah.
I feel like even though it's hard for you to go to sleep, Steph, you're still having a good time.
Yeah, I'm
you
know,
you had,
oh no, what are you going to say?
I've got a bit of a doozy for you guys this week.
I'm starting to hear this already.
It's okay. It's fine. It's no big deal.
She's
I'm just crying.
Already.
Yeah. I don't know where these tears come from. That's so weird. So I have a partner.
Yes.
Everyone that listens to the pod will know that, you know, he's great and we fuck because I say that on pods now. Ugh. Anyway, sorry.
Gross.
It's in our house, like, I just don't speak like that. But one podcast, I was super tired.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, I was just like, yeah, we fuck. Like,
oh,
like a monster. Yeah,
like an
horrible.
Actual monster. Like,
and I don't know why I brought it up again, but I just think it's really funny because it's just not who I am. But I love to just like bring that
and
in.
And also
anyway,
makes me very uncomfortable.
Which I love doing
I'm
as well.
I'm very prudish as well. Yeah. I can be gross, but when other people say things, like I'm like, oh, I'm very, excuse me, I'm
offended. Yeah. But if you say it, you're like, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's get fucking done.
We live together and his grandparents came down to visit for about 4 or 5 days just 2 days ago.
Do you reckon they fuck?
Oh, they fuck. No, I don't know. See, that was good. That was nice and dirty. Yes. They're so he's 83 and she's 81, I think.
Oh yeah, they fuck.
No, but they are the most fit people you will ever meet.
Oh,
they ride their bikes.
Yeah.
They ride their bikes every day. They're fitter than like me. They're just like so fit, right? Like I just can't. Mm. And they're definitely gonna like probably outlive me. I don't know. But yeah, they're exceptionally like agile and stuff. Anyway, which goes to their fucking situation. They would no, oh my God, I can't. It's, at least I'm not related to them. It's fine, I can say it. Anyway, they came down. They're really, really lovely people. And the grandma is really, really lovely and she, you know, is very welcoming and like wants to like support you and she's just like, you know, got a nice energy about her.
Sure.
And at the end of her stay, they went to the supermarket, they came back, she had a card and she sat down on the kitchen bench and she wrote in this card for like about half an hour. It took ages and like she was really like pensively writing in this card and I'm like, oh, I wonder what that
it says.
Card is, you know? Yeah. And then she put it in an envelope and then it said our address and it said to the occupants of and then our address. And I thought, oh, that must be to my housemates because, like, if it was to me and my boyfriend, it would, you
it
know,
would
be
say,
more personalized.
Yeah,
it would be, like, to Emily and, yeah. And so I was like, oh, it must be for the housemates. And so she left it on the kitchen bench and I didn't pick it up because I was like, well, that's for the boys. And then I went upstairs and she'd left me and my partner, like, a bunch of little notes around the place just being like, thanks so much and, like,
aww,
you're doing great and we're proud of you and all of this.
That's
and
adorable.
I was like, well, that's our card. There you go. So that's fine. Anyway, I give the card to my housemate and he opens it and he reads it and he's like, oh, that's really sweet, like lovely. And he leaves it on the kitchen counter for the next housemate when they come home. And then he picks it up and he reads it and he's like, oh, that's really sweet. And he puts it back down. And then we, you know, the end of that day happens. We go to bed, wake up the next morning. I go down to the kitchen and I'm like, oh, best read this card and just see, you know, like
what
it is.
Says.
And it's like to my housemate's name, my other housemate's name, my boyfriend's name, and then my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
How different is her name?
I'll just say it. Her name's Helen. My name's Emily. So they're not very similar.
Fuck. And how long have you been with your man for?
2.5 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And like they broke up before that. So like it's been like at least 3.5 years.
Yeah. Before, since they've been together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. And so I pick up this card and I read it and I'm like, what the actual fuck? And so I like get a pen and I like rage scribble out her name and I like rage write my name on it. Like literally, like
yeah.
you can,
yeah, yeah.
If I showed you a picture of the card, you can see the rage in my name, right?
Yeah. Of course.
And,
yeah.
And I was like, that's so embarrassing. Like, I'm so embarrassed. This is awful. And then my housemates came home that night and I was like, oh my God, like, did you see that? Like she'd written like his ex's name on the card. And they're like, oh no, we didn't even notice. And I was like, it's the top. They're like, we skim read. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what my name is.
Sorry, just completely unrelated.
They're all boys though.
Two like, things.
True.
One, I love your rings and they were distracting me the whole time. Where do I get? She's got like tassels on her rings.
She's very proud of all of her rings.
Oh. They're mainly all Latvian.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Is that Latvian?
Yeah, this is a true. So I've got a. It's an audio medium, but I've got a Latvian 7-day ring. So each of these things is a like a family, health, love, friendship, and then each is representative of a day. So it's a 7-day ring.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Also, secondly, what was I saying?
Helen.
No, you weren't saying that.
No, just what was it? Something about skim reading. I sent my friend a video. And she was like, oh, I just skimmed through it. I'm like, that's not even a thing.
No,
you can't skim through read a video. Yeah. Idiot. No. What you mean to say is you skipped to the end.
Yeah, you skipped it. You skipped the video.
Or you could do like, you know how like on Netflix or whatever, you can like scroll along the bar and
that's
you can
still
see what happens.
Skipping it.
Yeah, nah, that doesn't count.
That is skimming it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
What I sent her was this stupid like compilation video of people doing art. You can't skim.
Yeah, nah.
You can't.
No, you can't. I agree.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to, like, for the record, say that I was really annoyed by that whole situation, read the card.
Yes.
However,
I was just about to ask.
She is 80 plus years old.
Yeah, but you said she was agile.
Yeah, look, her body is very.
Maybe not her mind.
Yeah, maybe her mind needs some hurdles or something, some training.
What did your boyfriend say?
Yeah, what did he say?
He was like, oh, you know, she didn't do it on purpose and, you know,
yeah,
probably
I
when...
I think she did.
And then he also said, you know, when we have grandkids, I'm sure you'll get them mixed up. And I was like, yeah,
oh, that's cute.
All right, I guess you're right.
And then when you were fucking later, he was like, oh, yeah, Helen.
Imagine if she did do it on purpose, though. Imagine if she did it
honestly,
on purpose.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
Is there this part of you that's like, did they really like his
ex? I was going to say, we missed the
did
other
she,
one.
Wait, did she break up with him or did he break up with her?
It was really complicated. And no, they didn't prefer her. Definitely not. What's up, Ellen? They hated you. No, I'm kidding.
Fuck, I hope she listens.
Oh, my God. I really hope not. I really shouldn't have used her real name.
I can beep it if you want.
That's fine. That's all good. That will be a lot of editing.
It would be
we've
a lot
said
of
it so many times. Yes, but so
just
that
edit
was...
it so it's Helen of Troy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't... It was a very specific one.
Yeah, no, I'm over it now, but it was... Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would have been... Oh, my God, no.
I'm so pleased that I waited to tell Vicky this story on the podcast with you.
Because
both of your reactions were, like, everything I wanted them to be and more.
No.
Like, both of you just, like, we're on wheelie chairs and they both just, like, pushed back. Yeah. Like, no!
I don't know how I'd... I would have turned that into a big thing.
Yeah.
But also... Yeah. But mostly because I love...
Drama?
No.
Yeah.
I love... what's the word I'm looking for? Torturing my boyfriend.
Right.
Sure.
It's my favorite thing.
That's fun.
Do you know what I do to him all the time? And it's like, he doesn't find it funny, but it makes me laugh so much. my mum's quite an angry Aboriginal woman. I always say, Mum, he just called me a black bitch.
No!
Like, she doesn't, she knows that I'm joking.
Yeah.
And so she laughs and goes, why'd you do that? And then he's like, we was doing this game. I'm like,
oh, God.
How long have you guys been together?
I have no idea.
So a long time?
No.
Oh.
Like a year or something?
Right. But who cares?
Maybe 18 months. I wouldn't have a fucking clue.
So
somewhere closer to a year than 10 years.
Yeah.
No, it's about a year and a half. It's somewhere between a year and a year and a half.
Okay.
So, and I don't know. Yeah.
So neither of you are keeping count?
No, we don't even have an anniversary.
Okay. We're very different people.
I would
I'm like
to.
We have been together for 565 days and 43
have
minutes.
Have I told you? I would have told you that there's two. You're right. There's two very different types of people that keep track of that. And like, I'm probably somewhere in the middle, closer to keeping track of that stuff than not.
So maybe there's three?
Yeah, maybe. That's what as I was saying it, I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm about to break. I don't know. That's
see, since
fine.
I got tired, have you noticed my sass level?
Yeah, yes, but I love it.
I like it.
I'm
I
so
like it.
Sorry.
No, I'm into it.
It's like anyone. As soon as you're tired, you're just like, I will destroy you with my wit, you piece of shit.
I don't know why I'm being like
but
this.
I was gonna,
it's because you're on a different side of the table, I think, as well.
Yeah, true.
You're like, you are the enemy, Vicky.
Brutal. I mean, fair. Whatever.
Stop taking it.
No, it's fine. Just say whatever you want. I don't mind.
No.
No, you're right. I am the weak link.
I'm a piece of shit. No, I was going to say, like, my ex and I were together for about 10 years and we were engaged.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's, I'm better off. For not being...
This is like a Beyonce song moment. Yeah, 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 like her life after has been a phoenix.
So much better. But he was very particular about keeping track of anniversaries and that sort of stuff, way more than I was.
Mm.
And he proposed on our 100-month anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. Like
I wouldn't even know how to do the math on that.
Tracked that. So what's that, like 7 or 8 years in or something like that? And I like wow. just like he because we bought the ring together and he just like he kept it for 9 months or something
and he to was get like, to that hundy
to get to the 100 months.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah,
when things end in an engagement.
Sorry, 8.3 years. That's how long 100 months
wow.
is. Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway,
did you have to return the ring to him?
No, I've still got it, and I still haven't sold it, and I really
need to... You need to sell this ring,
She's
Vicky.
Been telling me for 3 years.
Mm.
Like, I do.
I'm, do you think that I'm you've got
lazy.
An attachment
no,
to
no, 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 I'm just lazy. No, okay. I'm just real lazy.
How much do you reckon it's worth?
Well, it was worth about...
$50.
Yeah, probably. Like, no, it was worth about 10 grand when we bought
what?
It.
What?
Holy...
What?
Vicky, why have you not sold this? What? How rich
I'm
are you?
I'm so lazy.
You
no,
need to
I'm
sell
not.
This.
I have no money.
There is okay. no reason why you have not sold this
all right,
ring.
All right,
Vicky, the
all
only
right.
reason, you cannot be that lazy.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some attachment
unless you
to
are that.
That
rich.
I'm not that rich and
you
I'm
need
not.
To
okay,
sell
you
that
need,
lazy.
Okay, you need to think about this, whether there's an attachment.
I don't even know where it is.
Okay, so you've lost
okay.
it is
well,
the
that's,
actual answer.
Okay,
yeah.
It might be in the bottom of my wardrobe.
Okay, here is a plan.
Maybe?
Between now and our next radio show.
Oh, that's not time. That's not much time at all.
Are you messy or clean?
Messy.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're all in clean. This together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My man's clean, though.
Yeah.
I see, that's the problem. My boyfriend is not clean either. We both
Isn't
messy.
He?
What? Are you serious?
I don't know.
What does your house look like?
Our house is really beautiful.
Yeah, your house is beautiful and your stuff's always so clean.
Yeah, but that's because our housemates take care of the downstairs. And if there's anyone coming over,
clean.
We clean up.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So you're seeing the Instagram version
see,
of our house.
I wouldn't even clean up before people come over. I'm like,
well,
I don't
see, I clean to a point.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, who's coming over? Oh, it's just Emily? Bleh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
See, I like things to be like, I'm incredibly messy, but I also hate seeing dirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll clean,
I'm
but
not,
I will
I'm...
not tidy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
I'm incredibly untidy. Yes. I just couldn't give a flying fuck.
Yeah, I'm messy, not dirty.
I'm like, yeah. Mm. I'm like, you want to see my socks on the floor? Done.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Have I got a floor robe? Yes.
Yep.
I prefer it because I refuse to iron.
Yeah, and
I'm
I don't
probably,
even own an iron.
I'm probably more tidy than that.
Yeah.
But my
You're
boyfriend
more tidy,
is
tidy than me.
Yeah, and my boyfriend is definitely the messier of the two of us. So,
okay.
like, I pick up after him, not the other way around.
Can I imagine what he looks like?
Yeah.
Can I do an imagine?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then I can show you a photo and we'll see how...
He's got a beard.
Yes.
He's
how
got...
did you know I love beards?
I can just tell.
Okay.
He's got, like... sorry, that sounded sassy too, but I didn't mean it to, like,
no.
yeah, I can tell.
No,
you
it
love
didn't.
Beards. He's got, like, curly, hipstery kind of hair.
Okay. I mean, it's not straight.
He's, yeah, not straight.
Yeah, yeah.
He's tall with broad shoulders, but he's quite slim.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Mm. He's tall.
He's very
broad
tall.
Broad shoulders.
He's very tall.
Yeah. And his style would be sort of lumberjacky.
Oh, my gosh. His style's actually changed a little bit recently.
He's a bit more bright than lumberjacky.
Yeah. At the moment, he's gone to block colours, but he used to be very lumberjacky. He used to do, like, flannels all the time.
I mean, in this one, he's dressed up. So.
Yeah. He's wearing, like, a suit pretty much.
That's kind of almost what I pictured.
Yeah,
too.
There you go.
Like, I would have gone for slightly darker hair, but that's what I, that's pretty similar to how I would have pictured. Yeah.
Wow. What skills of deduction did you use to make that happen?
I have no idea.
I love that, though. That was really almost spot on.
I don't really drink, right? But when I do, I turn into, like, I don't drink because I'm so fucking good at it. Like, I hate hangovers because I never know when to stop when I'm drinking.
Sure. Yeah.
As in, like, it's not like I will continually, like, I will get a problem. It's just that I will just get the worst hangovers because I won't know when I'm too drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to show you a picture, but I don't need to show you a picture. And last time I got really drunk was in Edinburgh. And I kept on going around to all these such a shit. Like, I'm quite good at reading people. And so I just had no shame and just thought it was funny. I kept on going around to all these young white girls in Edinburgh because in their minds they go, Aboriginal. They don't really know what it means.
Sure,
you get excited around. I was going, I'm really, I kind of have like a gift. Is what I'm saying. And I'm going over just blowing their fucking minds. I went over to this one and I was like, she goes, okay, what do you know about me? And I went, look, I know you don't have a great relationship with your mum, but she does try. And if you just can let some of that hurt go, you can come back to them. She was like,
get the fuck out of here.
She's like fucking crying, going, oh my God, seriously, I really need to hear that. And then I felt like a bitch because I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But you can just tell that shit about people sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like you watch how they interact with people and you're like, you just want your mum to love you.
Yeah,
you just need some nurturing.
I reckon that skill that you have is, I would assume, is really helpful when it comes to writing comedy because you know, you understand what is happening with people. Therefore, you can understand like what will like translate to them and what will like. Well,
do you know what I think? Do you know what I think is cool? So I've just recently gotten into art. And it's because I think it's always good to always be practicing this, like, always keeping that like creative muscle working in every different way that I can.
For sure.
So when I'm trying to learn music production at the moment, trying to teach myself, reteach myself piano and all this sort of thing because it keeps my brain active.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what I love the most about specifically music and painting that I think is actually super helpful for comedy is that they all rely on switching perspective and listening to something or challenging the world around you. So with art, I've been just experimenting with all these different styles, like surreal, like realism. And what I'm noticing is, like, regardless of what you do, the most common thing that underpins it, and you'll know this as a graphic designer or a graphic artist, is it's all about lighting and shade and, and shape.
Yep.
Right? And so, but in life, like, I never kind of see things like that. Like, I never think of things in terms of their shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But shadows are almost kind of what makes sense of things for us, mostly.
Yeah.
That's how we can draw things to look 3D.
Absolutely,
that's essentially how...
Yeah, it's all the perspective stuff is...
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so what's really cool, though, and it's the same with, like, with music, if you just won, like, if you switched up the treble or the bass on a song, completely
it changes
the feeling of it, the everything, you know? And what I love about that is you go, oh, man, when I look down the street now, like, I'm looking at shadow and lighting and all that sort of thing instead of this, the colour or something. Like, colour is secondary to the shape or whatever. And I love doing stuff like that because then you start to look at things slightly differently. And as soon as you change your perspective, that's like the best place to be to write new jokes.
I was going to say, that's, you take that into a metaphorical perspective and then all of a sudden it's the comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, can I write something from someone else's perspective?
Or from a perspective that is so weird. Like, I just wrote this new joke and I just really wanted to fuck around with the idea of turning something mundane into something super absurd by really fucking with the perspective. And so I wrote this joke that I probably won't use as a joke, but I like the formula of, like, this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, thinking about, like, shaving and, like, just how funny it is that, like, the skin is, like, the biggest organ on the body, right? Yeah. There's, like, all of these different layers to it. And this hair has to break through three fucking different layers, right?
For us to just be like, bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It like pokes its little head through and it's like, I'm going to see the sun and I'm going to keep this bitch warm. I'm so important, right? And then it gets out and you're like, ew, I don't like you. I felt sorry for that little hair. Yeah. Like, I love
that.
Shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. Also, that's like such a really like interesting and wonderful like dive into the way that you create stuff, which I think is super interesting. Great. Really, really interesting.
I don't even know how we got there. I don't know what we're supposed to
be
doing.
It really doesn't matter. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. Thank you.
Speaking of it doesn't matter, something that does matter.
No.
You've got a show at the moment that you're touring.
I thought you were going to go into your segment.
How dare you?
Like,
hypothetically, yes, is a wonderful segment.
It is a good segment.
But you have a show that you're currently touring around Australia, Baby Beryl, which is, if we've, I mean, no one listening now knows about it, but it is like sort of like a talk show versus riffing.
Yeah, it's basically I encourage the audience to fall down rabbit holes with me.
Great.
And connect with me. And then we have a chat show segment of the show because I really don't like that people, we put people up on a pedestal if they have a certain platform in their lives when most of the time there's nothing different. Like, it's just a person with a different job.
Yep.
Somebody who's pursued a different interest than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to stop this idea of like, I had a, like, you know, a friend of mine who loves Instagram, who I've seen putting on makeup just to take photos.
Yep.
Just to keep up with the gram.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that sort of thing because it's just, you know. So the show is trying to, and in as many ways possible, address that by falling down rabbit holes, talking in weird chats and then getting somebody up from the audience to inspire us.
Great. I love that. It sounds so, so interesting. I cannot wait to see it myself.
Yeah,
it will
I'm
be
excited.
In Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney.
I plan on not being sick this festival and actually getting to see shows.
Nice.
Yay!
If you want more information, you can find it on Steph's website or also the Melbourne International Comedy website for tickets, etc.
Mm-hmm. I also won an award for it in Perth. So.
Whoa!
I didn't want to like, it sounded like, no. That in the end, like,
no, we
sell
need
that
to.
Shit. She's an award winning comedian.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I hate talking about anything that good that I've done.
Have you ever tried to write your own bio?
Oh, yeah. It's hell.
I love it. I live for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course you do.
I'm like, anyway, I'm the best in this business. No, I'm kidding.
But then I still have the gall to, like, okay, so my I called my manager. I was like, my bio needs to be updated because it was old.
Mm.
And then she rewrote it. And I was like, that didn't include half the stuff. Like, I still had the gall to be like,
write it for me, but write it properly.
You've made me sound like shit.
Did I not just win an award? Did I not? Somebody pinch me. Is this real? Because I feel like I've done a lot more
I've
than
done
you're
more
saying
than
I've done.
I'm sorry.
All right, Steph, it is time for my favorite time of the pod. It's time for Hypothetically Yes, where I ask you a hypothetical.
I love the name of that too.
Thank you.
Hypothetically.
Thank you. Hypothetically Yes.
Yes.
So this is a would you rather, surprise, surprise. And
oh my
so,
God.
Steph, would you rather every ice cream you eat for the rest of your life is wholly like the beginning of an ice cream, like the first bit. So the whole ice cream tastes like that and has that texture and that sort of vibe for the rest of your life, every ice cream, or every time you light a cigarette, you lose your lighter.
Oh, no. These are both.
I don't eat ice blocks that often.
Okay, I'll change it.
No, but that's not. I don't like. No, I don't like finding the holes. I really hate when people do that. They go, I'd ask for a million wishes. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Go play the game or don't.
It makes me so mad, and I was just doing it then. But, like, also, I smoke a lot, and but I might have ice blocks. Say if I was having one ice block a day, I'd definitely choose that over the lighter.
Yeah.
It'd drive me mental to lose my lighter every single time.
Your whole bag would just have to be full of lighters, that every time it was like, oop, and that one's gone, here's another one.
I'm like, that would
just
drive
single-use lighters.
Yes. That's pretty similar
also very
to
bad
how
for
it
the
is.
Environment.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty similar to how it
was. Not far from the truth.
Yeah. Like, fucking hell, I lose so many lighters. Not anymore, obviously.
No,
yes.
You got the lanyard.
Yes. But I also give them away. Look, is there, like, do people write in for this podcast?
Yeah, they can.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Can you ask them to give me
some
advice?
You can ask them right now.
Okay. I need some advice.
Here we go.
Here we go. Mom,
I just need to learn how to say no to people.
So does Vicky.
I would also like to learn that.
If without everyone... feeling guilt, because I can say no, and then I'll feel so much guilt that I have to go back.
Yeah. I like that you were immediately like, so does Vicky.
Yeah, we need this advice for Vicky and Steph. Yeah. I will absolutely send you. Do you give away all of
your money? Like, anytime you get money, you're like, somebody else have it.
Yeah, I just
she gives away her time, I think,
time
more than anything.
Time is more... Yeah, I'll just do everything for everyone all the time.
For free.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at that.
Mm.
I get paid...
As a comedy producer,
yeah,
you got to be a fucking hard ass.
Oh, well, I get paid for that sort of stuff, and I get paid, obviously, for the design and
stuff. Yeah, but you better push them hard.
I know.
Just, you know. Hey, can I just say, hopefully this will help you say no more.
Yep.
Can I say that I think, and I always get real... shame to say this because I think it makes it sound like I'm a suck up, but I learnt how much producers do. It is the hardest job. It is, and nobody ever gets recognition. Nobody gives recognition to producers.
Mm.
Producers, they got a lot of this, like their own skin in the game, their own money in the game, and they just work their fucking asses off for the sake of somebody else looking good and getting the pride of knowing that they've helped somebody's career.
It's true.
And it is true. And just the amount of hours that get put into production, because I can't do that stuff, right? So I did my first solo show in 2018. Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
And I produced that myself. But I had help from friends and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And I actually spent, like, the last bit of my money bringing my best friend to be, like, co-producing with me, because I was like, I have no idea how I can be in two headspaces at once. I can't be business and comedy.
Producer's job is so that the comedian literally just has to write and perform the show, and that's all they have to do, and they do not have to worry about any of the other stuff.
But that is, it's such a generous thing. It's such a kind and generous thing, and I always notice there's a particular kind of person that's drawn to production. It's funny, it's like two different kinds of people, right? You either get the sweetest, gentlest, most gorgeous people who... they get their happiness from watching other people thriving.
Yeah.
And then you get the other kind, which is exactly that person as well, but they've got, like, this really hard exterior.
Mm.
Do you know the ones that, like, just they seem like a real hard ass and you're like, oh, you love me.
Yeah.
That's what producers are.
I'm trying to...
You're the first one.
Yeah. I'm trying to
Everyone
learn
knows
how to,
that you love them.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is... What? Like,
anyway, I love you so much. Now go kick that show in the dick.
Yeah, it's true.
But, like, I think... it's probably hard in your role specifically, because nobody's talking about, like, there's not awards for you fellas, you know?
No.
There's not kind of, I feel like it's probably one of those things where, because it's very competitive as well, and because it doesn't have a huge profit margin on it.
Nope.
It's one of those things where it's not like anybody's particularly...
gunning for that role and...
Or coming together as a group to support each other.
Yeah, not really. It is a very individual... process of and also like learning how to do stuff. Like there's people out there that do like mentorships and things like that, but I wouldn't waste your money. You know, like you can learn on the job and all that sort of stuff.
Well, it kind of is about that, isn't it? Production is about learning it on the job and just going, oh wait, I'll need to do this if I want to get
this now and this now and yeah.
So can I just say thank you and hope that thank you goes towards you knowing that you can say no, and that in that, like, in our industry, more and more people need to see how valuable you are, and if they don't, then you get to do that first and then say no to them if they push you too hard.
Vicky, you're like that girl in Edinburgh.
You've just been
the truth has just been laid down by Steph,
and now she read me.
But don't you agree though?
I absolutely agree. I'm taking the piss for the sake of the
piss. I think it's one of those jobs though where, like, it's hard to say no to things if nobody's ever told you that what you're doing is
super valuable.
And it is valuable,
like tangibly and monetarily.
Value. I cannot tell you how many. If I didn't have my manager, I would be sleeping on the street every festival season. Because I'm like, I've written a show. And then I go, oh, no, I've got to get accommodation.
I've got all this other shit to do. Oh,
and
no.
Then you end up spending...
Someone get me a venue?
Yeah. Fuck. You end up spending 10 times as much as you would if you, like, you spend 10 times as much when you produce it yourself than somebody who just knows what to do and goes, oh,
yeah, just be
start.
10 seconds from the venue. It'll be super easy, Steph. Yeah, just one quick walk.
Yeah, you won't need a bike or anything. It'll be fine.
Thank you so much for spending the afternoon with me and Vic.
Thank you for having me.
I have one final question. Yes. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
I don't really have many thoughts on Spider-Man. Great. Wait. I do have one thought on Spider-Man. And it was just one time... a joke that I had an open mic comedian made in Scotland.
Excellent.
He was like, oh, I love sheepdogs. Weird, though. Dog with all the powers of a sheep.
I think that's a good note to end it on.
I do too. I love it.
Awesome.
Thanks so much. And like we said earlier, you can find out more about Steph from her website as well as Melbourne International Comedy Festival site, et cetera, et cetera. Been a pleasure. Loved it. Loved it. Great way to finish the pod.
Go see your show.
You guys are the best. I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.